You're listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
You're listening to eBay Radio. May our show never be an item not received. Here is your host, Griff.
This segment is sponsored by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. As a business owner, you owe it to yourself to keep up with the publications in your field. And now we're going to talk about one that you should be reading every day. It should be on your reading list. Jeremy Hainline is the senior editor for eBay's Marketplaces Marketing, and he's responsible for something called the eBay for Business blog, which I think is a new entry into the publishing world. Jeremy, what's the idea behind the blog?
Hey, Griff, thanks for having me. So the idea for the blog really kind of grew out of a couple things. It grew out of our ongoing monthly eBay power-up and seller secrets newsletters, as well as an extension of our eBay for Business Facebook page, Twitter page, and LinkedIn. So, you know, there's really so many things that we want to tell sellers that didn't really have a home. It was, you know, too much for an email, you know, not always really the sort of thing that we had a home for. So we really created this as a place for, you know, great, informative, educational, and inspirational content for eBay sellers who want to grow their business.
Perfect. And our esteemed co-host in San Diego.
Hello,
has a
how
question.
Are you?
Hello.
It is I.
Hi.
What sorts of things do you blog about?
Oh, God. We talk about all sorts of things. It's really anything that inspires and educates is fair game. But we really like to talk about tools and tips featuring seller profiles, you know, having sellers tell their stories, you know, and share their successes with other sellers and their tips and tools that they've, you know, come to achieve success with. And, you know, also informative ways on how to, you know, take advantage of certain things that are on eBay. For example, a recent post from Griff on how to combine two purchases from the same buyer into one parcel. So really anything that's educational and informative and helps someone grow their business is fair game.
So you'll take content wherever it's appropriate from anyone who wants to contribute then?
We get content from other employees of eBay.
Sure.
We have guest bloggers as well. Dana Crawford is esteemed guest bloggers, and we're looking to expand our guest bloggers in 2014. And, you know, I'm always, always open to suggestions. I do take requests. So if any seller out there does have something that they would want to blog about or a subject that they would want, you know, me to investigate further and create a blog about, you can email me at ebayforbusinessblog@ebay.com.
And if you want to find the blog, it's for, for-business.ebay.com. Go there right now. While we're talking to him.
Are there any specific types of posts that people are really enjoying and reacting to?
Seller profiles. Sellers love to read about other sellers how they are succeeding, how they've grown their business, how they've gone from maybe being brick and mortar to bringing their business onto eBay, how they've maybe gone from a whole nother career to being successful business sellers on eBay.
Yeah.
But I mean, stories like Justin Dubay, Peggy Place, who was our most recent one, and Mike Freeberg, that we get so much engagement and they inspire sellers in so many ways.
What's your most recent post?
Our most recent post was yesterday. It shared some of the 2013 numbers, you know, the seller successes that that really have come out of our 2013 earnings call that was last week. And I also included some tips for sellers on, you know, how they can have a more prosperous 2014, which in a nutshell includes, like, you know, go global. Increase the number of eyeballs on your items. You know, global shipping program is the easiest way to do that. But bottom line, the larger your potential buyer base, the more successful your business on eBay can be. You know, again, becoming an eBay top-rated seller, you've got your benefits there on final value fees. You've got additional benefits for eBay labels. I mean, there are all sorts of things where it's just like, also having the right eBay store subscription. So think about where you want your business to grow in 2014. And, you know, check out the tools in the fee estimator and things like that to make sure that you're going to be getting the best fees, the right amount of free listings per month, based on really where you anticipate your selling going.
Right, and you know, these, I've seen the blog, and I've it's great work, by the way.
Thanks, man.
The whole thing about blogs that I love are those that are open themselves up after a post for discussion, because people either have questions or comments, or sometimes, you know, pretty big statements to make about on their own. Does that happen on the eBay business blog?
That does. We have a comments section at the bottom of each post where sellers can share their opinions, share their thoughts, share their tips, you know, to create, you know, an ongoing dialogue based on what the topic that was initially posted is. And oftentimes we will post content from, you know, or lead sellers to the blog content from our eBay for Business Facebook page. So a lot of times a dialogue will happen there and carry back over. So it's a really interesting multi-site social conversation that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
So,
are you in a band?
Why did you ask that question? Were you listening to us?
No, oh. I see on this sheet that Melissa gave me his eBay ID.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's quite observant. I actually am in a band. And
what do you play?
I play guitar, and we're called Charmless.
Oh, well, that's an impressive name.
Well, thank you.
So are you a heavy metal group?
No, we're kind of like loud indie alternative rock.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Big, loud guitars, fun, stomp around, sweat, and have a good time.
So I know that working at eBay is a work-life balance issue for most of us because we spend too much time here. How do you juggle those two?
You know, I've got a supportive team here at eBay. I've got a wonderful, loving wife and family that supports it. I've got flexible bandmates.
Oh, good.
But, you know.
You mean flexible in time.
Yeah,
it's not like they're like Cirque du Soleil bandmates.
No. We don't have Reed Richards from the Fantastic Four either. Although that would be kind of a cool thing on stage.
You'd pick up more audience, I think.
This is true.
So, where do you see this going? I mean, I know that, you know, we have quite a few eBay blogs at the moment. And how do you see this evolving in the next year? What are some of your plans?
Well, what's great about, what I really enjoy about this blog is that it's dedicated to sellers. So it's going to be more seller tips, more insights, more guest bloggers. I want to try to increase the rapidity of how many seller profiles we have to really try to get a larger depth and breadth of sellers really selling unique items in unique categories, having unique tips. I mean, there are some things that are best practices for every seller on eBay. But there are some things where it's like, you know, if you're a clothing, you know, seller, there are different things to your business that you need to keep in mind. You need to factor into your listings than an electronic seller, than someone who sells vintage musical equipment, things like that. So it's like really trying to hone in on overall best practices for, you know, becoming an awesome seller or maintaining your and growing your business on eBay. And, you know, really ways to grow within your niche, to grow and have a better buyer experience, therefore a better selling experience, therefore a better business.
So, Jeremy, I remember the days of eBay when people didn't even realize they had a business, but they did.
This is true.
They would say it's a hobby.
That's
right. I remember those days, too. I had some very lean years as a freelance writer selling on eBay. And,
oh, you did?
Yeah.
Do you sell now?
I do currently. Not as much as I did back then, but I do sell used musical equipment.
Oh.
And I'm also a passionate buyer, so...
Do you buy used...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I have a duo combo Farfisa I'm trying to unload.
Oh, nice.
You want it?
I would love it. Oh, I would love a Farfisa.
Talk after, yeah. I'm never going to play it again.
Get my question mark and the Mysterians on.
Yeah, in 96 tiers forever.
Exactly.
You could bring it to 100 tiers.
But I don't want to. Let's have fewer tiers and more cheers.
So back to the blog.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about. Okay. I was noticing, I like the variety of stuff you have here. Like there's one that was written, I think, by Dana Crawford about etiquette for eBay sellers, which I found fascinating. And so it's pretty much, you've recognized the fact that to have a successful business, it's not all about numbers. It's
exactly.
Also about other things.
Yeah, it's about your brand. It's about your perception on, you know, social media. It's there are so many facets to being a successful eBay seller. I mean, it's great listings, great pictures are the tip of the iceberg. Great merchandise is the tip of the iceberg. There are so many things that factor in and so many ways that you can carve out a way to be successful.
I just see that retiree strikes it rich with eBay. That's the Peggy Play story.
Yeah, that was.
Did she really strike it rich?
Yeah, she's really supporting herself, doing this work, doing her selling on eBay. She's found a really interesting niche with her casino related coins.
Yes.
And you know, I mean, it's a perfect example of someone who found a really interesting place to carve out a unique business.
So a lot of this really is, if you want to go to visit this, you can go to 4-business.ebay.com, or you can just search eBay for Business blog and Google, and it comes right up at the top. A lot of these stories are informational. You can get some great tips, but they're also inspirational. I love reading about a seller who struck it rich on eBay. And, you know, it can happen to you. You just have to,
gives us
to
hope.
Do the work.
Where there's the will, there's the way.
And the work, let's make no mistake about it.
You know, in other businesses, you go work in the business and you'll learn from the guy, right?
Exactly.
Whoever hires you, and maybe he's had more experience doing it than you have. And that's how we all used to learn. Now we've got to learn from each other's successes and failures
as well. That's absolutely the case. Well, I wish you a lot of continued success. I'll participate when I can. I know that I made a commitment and I haven't followed through all the way. But I love that you picked up on
some.
Well, stop that. Oh, you're terrible to me, Lee. Terrible, I tell you.
It's awful.
Well,
it
is true. I do tend to overpromise and underdeliver.
It's because you're busy.
That's it. But if you want to see something that underpromises and overdelivers, it's the eBay for Business blog. And Jeremy, it's really great work. So thanks again for coming in. And let's keep in touch.
He's written an article on cash in on Valentine's Day. Very important article.
Oh, and that's the next big marketing holiday. You want to get right on top of that now.
And start thinking about making your Valentine's Day items fast and free.
Fast and free is important.
You've got your buyers that are last minute purchasers.
See, we can't stop at the tips. Jeremy, thanks again.
Thanks for having me, Griff.
It's our pleasure. Jeremy Hainline is the senior editor for eBay Marketplaces. We'll be back in a minute with more eBay Radio.
Inventory Scouts is a brand new company to eBay sellers. In a nutshell, they're an online directory for product sourcing, but with a few new twists. First, they verify all of their vendors. Then they show the average star ratings given by actual users. Plus, you can rate the vendors yourself. There's over 10,000 of them. Go to InventoryScouts.com. Sign up for your free account today. That's InventoryScouts.com for fast and free sourcing solutions.
Here's a smart shipping tip to make your eBay sales flow smoothly. Brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
Fulfilling and shipping orders can be very time-consuming. Sometimes cost is the last thing on your mind, so profit winds up going down the drain. The Boy Scouts are right. It's best to be prepared. That way, you'll be more cost-effective. Consider this three-step plan for savings. 1. Buy all your packing materials in bulk online. This saves you gas, time, and money. It also helps you better manage your supplies. 2. Buy a digital parcel scale for accurate weights. And 3. Print your own postage. This way you spend less time running around and you save money. Cost effectiveness, it runs through everything you do.
This tip is brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Go to endicia.com/eBay Radio.
So you've been selling your stuff like crazy on eBay, but you still want to grow your bottom line. Try targeted cross-selling. Smart Gallery by PageMage lets you sell more to each buyer by advertising your other products in all of your listings. Cross-sell related products or your most profitable items. It's free and very simple to use. Smart Gallery is the only eBay cross-selling app that lets you pick the exact items to promote. Smart Gallery at PageMage.com.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
You're invited to a free webinar hosted by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping, PageMage, eBay Radio, Stamps.com, TerraPeak, and Cabbage. Best-selling author, speaker, and leading eBay educator, Janelle Elms, will share 5 tips on ensuring a successful business this year, and you'll get a free goal-setting sheet. The webinar is free, Wednesday, January 29th, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Sign up today. Go to PageMage.com/top-rated-seller-webinars. That's PageMage.com/top-rated-seller-webinars.